Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Curiosity may have killed the cat, but complacency is what killed the company. Jesus said, "Be vigilant at all times." We should heed this warning in our business and spiritual lives. In this episode of By Your Life, we will talk about the risk of becoming complacent and the importance of always being vigilant. Welcome to the 192nd episode of By Your Life. Thank you for joining me. I'm Lisa Hudiman, and I know that you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. If you haven't already, please subscribe via your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at byyourlife.com so I can send you notifications when each new episode is posted. And please forward to a friend you think would benefit from By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace and to trust that it's good for business. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the first Sunday of Advent. As we prepare for the coming of our Lord, both in the celebration of Christmas and at the end of time, we are reminded not to be caught unprepared. In the Gospel, Jesus warns, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap." In business, a warning might be, "Beware that your company does not become complacent and the competition catches you by surprise, like a thief in the night." What does it mean to be complacent? Dictionary.com defines it as being pleased, especially with oneself or one's merits, advantages, situation, etc., often without awareness of some potential danger or defect. We can think of many businesses that are no more because they rested on their laurels and their competition totally interrupted their business model, often by leveraging changes in technology. For example, think about the last time you saw a telephone directory. And what about video rental companies who were displaced by digital on demand? Classic retailers driven out by online giants? And service industries like taxis that are currently competing with rideshare companies. Many of these companies, like Blockbuster and Sears, were leaders in their industries until they weren't. They clung to the success they achieved in their business model and worried about protecting what they had. In the meantime, they failed to acknowledge that the world was changing around them. They were like the football team that gets conservative too early in the fourth quarter, only to have the competition come from behind to beat them. Author and leadership guru Robin Sharma said, "Success is seductive. It can make one complacent and inefficient and stale. It can also make one bankrupt." They had to know it was coming. The digital era didn't happen overnight. Neither did the economic downturn of 2008-2009. No one should have been surprised by it. But with real estate prices skyrocketing, everyone from developers to real estate agents to mortgage brokers to title companies kept riding the wave until it crashed. At that time, we had a client in the surveying business. They too were riding the real estate boom wave by doing surveys for condo conversions. It made up about a third of the company's revenue. But the owners knew that it was only a matter of time before it went away. However, this client wasn't complacent. While they were benefiting from the real estate boom, they invested in marketing into the mining industry, a niche where they had special capabilities. By the time the condo conversion market dried up, which literally happened overnight, they had effectively developed the mining segment to more than replace the revenue they lost in the tanking real estate market. Are you complacent? You become complacent the minute you think you're not. I have a model of how people grow and develop that I like to use to explain the process of how we can slide into complacency. You can find a picture of this on the episode's page on our website at buyyourlife.com. For now, let me describe it to you. Imagine a matrix where, from left to right, you move from incompetence to competence. On the other side of the matrix, from top to bottom, is moving from unconscious to conscious. This creates a matrix with four quadrants: unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and unconscious competence. If we begin in the top left quadrant of the matrix, you are operating in the area where you are unconsciously incompetent. That is, you don't know what you don't know. You are unaware of your incompetence. You move out of this space when you cross the bridge of discovery. Somehow, you discover what you don't know. At this point, you are still incompetent, but you are conscious of the fact that you are incompetent. To move out of the conscious incompetent space, you must cross the bridge of training. In this phase, you are working hard to master the challenge. You must think about what you are doing so you become consciously competent. Eventually, you cross the bridge of practice and you are no longer in a place where you have to think about the new skill because it has become habit. You become unconsciously competent. Let me use an example to explain what I mean. When my daughter turned 15, the state of Florida granted her a driver's learner permit and turned her over to her parents so we could teach her to drive. Up to this point, her only experience driving a vehicle was at Disney World's Indy Speedway. She was unaware of what she didn't know about driving. She was operating out of the top left quadrant because she was unconsciously incompetent. So I took her to a parking lot where she could learn to drive a real car. When she hit the brakes for the first time, we both lunged forward and everything that had been sitting on the back seats was now on the floor. She discovered that driving a real car was nothing like driving the cars at Disney. She was conscious that she was incompetent. As she practiced, every step required a conscious thought process. Before turning left, she had to think, flip the turn signal down, and before turning right, flip the turn signal up. It was a conscious process, but she was becoming competent at driving the car. After a while, with a lot of practice, she could drive without thinking about each and every step. Heck, after years of practice, you and I could drive home from work with our thoughts totally in another place, and before we know it, we're home. We are unconsciously competent drivers. But beware lest you think this is optimal. This is where we risk sliding down the slide of complacency. We become so confident that we stop paying attention to the signs of how the world is changing around us. This is when we rely on our past success, whether or not it is what is needed to take us into the future. Complacency is being unconsciously incompetent. This is what happened to the video and rental companies and mortgage companies, travel agencies, and countless others who slid down the slide of complacency from the top of the world to bankruptcy. Do not be caught unaware. The scripture readings at Mass over the past weeks have all been focused on the end of time. Like the participants in the real estate boom, we know that this good life can't last forever. We all know the end is coming. The question is, will we be vigilant at all times and be ready? Too often, business owners establish financial and legal documents to address what happens when one party exits the business, either by choice or by some unfortunate accident, but they fail to do an effective job of planning for business continuity. As a leader, if you don't have an exit strategy and a succession plan, you are not doing your job. You should always be developing your replacement, because a day will come when that person will need to step into your role. And this doesn't just apply to a business owner. It applies to everyone. Although we can't predict the future, and we may not know exactly when, we do know for sure that we are not going to be running our companies, working in the same job, or leading the same team of people forever. As an employee, you should always be developing yourself for your next role. Everything you do in this position should be done with the intent that will help you get to the next one. This is the central theme to this Sunday's readings. The days are coming. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. When these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. Be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. The end is coming, whether it is the end of the world as we know it or just our personal end. It is a certainty that will happen. Don't be complacent and go on as if you have all the time in the world to get things right. This Advent season is a perfect time to cross the bridge of discovery so that you may become conscious about where you may become complacent. Do a thorough examination of conscience and attend a penance service to receive the grace of God through Jesus Christ, so that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent. Invest in developing your prayer life, like you would invest in developing yourself for your next job. If you have a prayer routine, change it up so that you consciously put effort into your relationship. If your prayer life could use a boost, make a commitment to spend daily time with the Lord. The psalm beautifully summarizes it this way. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and for you I wait all the day. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, teach us, and strengthen us in all we do as we wait for the coming of our Savior. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. And may God bless you abundantly, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at buyyourlife.com. And help us spread the word by forwarding to a friend, sharing on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just click the icons at the top of the post. Also, you can check out the resources page on our website, where you can find the links to books and other resources mentioned in other episodes of Buy Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback or just leave a comment.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.